action against Russia. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking via video before the UN General Assembly.
Punishment that must be in place until the internationally recognized border is restored, until the aggression stops, and until the damages and losses for the war are fully compensated.
And Zelensky says Russia's decision to mobilize some reservists shows Moscow isn't serious about negotiating an end to its nearly seven-month war. This morning, President Biden condemned Russia's actions, saying Russia's shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter with its actions against Ukraine.
Permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map.
And the president said Russian President Vladimir Putin's new nuclear threats against Europe show a reckless disregard for its nation's responsibilities as a signer of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The Federal Reserve raises its benchmark short-term rate for a third consecutive time.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The FOMC raised its policy interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. And we anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
The Fed's move affects many consumer and business loans to a range of 3 to 3.25%. That's the highest level since early 2008. A majority of central bankers expect to lift the rate at least by another 1.25 percentage points by December to a range of 4.25% and 4.5%. The Fed is strongly committed to using its tools to bring hot inflation back in line with its target of 2%.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The Fed decision sending markets tumbling. The Dow lost 522, the Nasdaq off 204, the S&P minus 66. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones insists he's being used to attack the First Amendment in defamation cases over the 2012 school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut.
Alex Jones said outside court he believes he'll testify Thursday. The judge in this case has already found him and his company liable for calling the Sandy Hook shooting a hoax. Now a jury is deciding how much in damages 15 plaintiffs should receive, most of whom are the parents of children who were killed.
Don't sit there in the corporate media and act like this is about restitution for families. I'm being used to set a precedent, just like I was with deplatforming 4 years ago, to censor and shut everybody down, and this is un-American.
Jones says he's apologized multiple times and that he does believe Sandy Hook really happened. Parents of children killed have said Jones fans have harassed them. One said people came to his house insisting on seeing his son who was killed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A cyber attack forces the closure of a Michigan school district.
South Rufford schools in suburban Detroit canceled classes Tuesday and Wednesday, telling parents and students like this.
Don't go on our Chromebooks. Don't log into like nothing on your phone that's like school related.
That the district's computer system was infiltrated. South Rufford schools saying cyber forensic teams are advising the district to remain closed as they work to restore the district's systems to normal operations. This just weeks after the FBI put out a joint statement that hackers are ramping up attacks against schools across the country. The motivating factor said to be holding district computer systems up for ransom money. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
San Diego City Council has rescinded a resolution that had passed 80 years ago in support of Japanese Americans being put in prison camps during World War II. More than 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry regarded as a threat to national security were forcibly relocated to camps in the western U.S. and Arkansas. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.